People who enjoy winter seem mentally unstable. Right? Some of those winter activities should get you committed. It's like, look, we love you, we're just worried. I mean, yesterday we caught you walking through the woods with tennis rackets tied to your feet. This morning we saw you sweeping the frozen lake. What's next? You sitting in a sled being pulled by dogs? Get some help. Oh, I did one of those genetic tests. I was surprised to find out I'm all Asian. You do learn things from those genetic tests. Like, I discovered I wasted $100. They send you information. Mine just said, dude, you're white. In fact, you're very white. I hope you feel guilty. They didn't even break out my nationality. They just highlighted all the British Isles. They're like, you're trash from here. Wherever people need sunscreen. But what do we expect to learn from these genetic tests? Like, oh my gosh, I'm related to my ancestors. We're only gonna find out bad news. You see it in the commercials. I thought I was Italian, but it ends up my great-grandma was a whore. So I guess I'm Eastern European. Sometimes people think I'm saying Eastern Europeans are whores, and I am. No. My point is, only good family news is passed along. Like, if your great-grandfather was Abraham Lincoln, you'd already know that. But if your great-grandfather was the town drunk, your grandpa's likely to go, I don't remember. I think he worked in a bar. Chief gutter inspector. I do know I have some Irish ancestry, but apparently the Irish didn't keep great records because, well, draw your own conclusion. Some tells me they weren't busy sunbathing. I'm Irish, but I have blonde hair. Supposedly the only reason the Irish have blonde or red hair is because the Vikings invaded, pillaged, and probably other stuff. Those Vikings, the Scandinavians, I don't know if you've been to Sweden, it's like a whole country of Scarlett Johansson's. If I was in Ireland at that time, I would have been, oh no, some Viking lady's coming to pillage me. I guess I'll hide on this bed covered in rose petals. Hopefully she can help me put together that table. They say last names can tell you something. Like if your last name is Cooper, that means you probably had an ancestor who made barrels. If your last name is Cantor, that means somebody along the line was a singer. My last name is Gaffigan, which is Gaelic for highly anxious. And when I learned that, all I could feel was highly anxious. How anxious do you have to be for people to go, you should go with that as your name? Was that? That's what we call you anyway. It does seem like some last names were chosen to impress, right? You know, someone's like, you know what? I want the ladies to know I'm successful, so I'm gonna go with a last name Goldman. Goldman. What are you going with? Wiener. I want the ladies to know I like hot dogs. But who knows? Maybe last names mean nothing. You know, where I'm from in Indiana, there is a guy who owns an RV dealership, and his name is Tom Raper. That's his name. And there are billboards, come see Tom Raper. And people go. Well, we should check it out. Now, I don't know why we would let someone named Raper sell RVs. They are essentially mobile crime scenes. If my last name were Raper, I wouldn't leave the house. How do you even go out to dinner? Party of two, Raper. Is there a Raper here? Are there family reunions? Are you a Raper? I'm a Raper. Is this your son? He looks just like a Raper. So fun getting all the Rapers together. You know what I deserve? To have someone I don't know rub my body. Let's make that happen, people. Because massages are always from strangers. We get massages from strangers because we can't count on the people who love us to touch us. Right? I mean, it could be your best friend. You see that guy? Take a bullet for him. I'm not giving him a massage. I'm no queen. My wife, the woman I love, the mother of my children, here's my massage. You good? That's my hands cramping. So we pay total strangers. Hey, I know nothing about you. Why don't I take off my clothes and climb on this padded dining room table? And you can do whatever you want. We know nothing about these people. I don't even ask if they're a masseuse. Well, you're dressed like an orderly in a mental ward. Why don't I get in the most vulnerable position I can think of? How about face down in the donut pillow? Does that work for you? Because then I can look at your feet and imagine you're grabbing knives. What do we really know about massage therapists? They like to rub strangers for money while they listen to the Avatar soundtrack. That's a red flag. Those are the traits of a serial killer. I never know what to say during a massage. Sometimes I'll try and break the ice. I'll be like, hey, you're not allergic to leprosy, are you? They never laugh, because they're busy imagining making a suit out of my skin. Because they're murderers. They already put the lotion in the basket. I don't even know what type of massage I'm getting when I get a massage. They're like, do you want a deep tissue, a shiatsu, or a Swedish massage? I'm like, I'll take the blonde. I don't know. Because men view massages differently. A woman gets a massage, her friends are like, good for you. A guy gets a massage, you dirty dog! Because men sexualize all human interaction. It was a therapeutic massage. How therapeutic? Nothing happened. Yeah, that's what we'll tell your wife, huh? That's gotta be frustrating for massage therapists, that double meaning. Did you get a massage or a massage? No other occupation has to deal with that. Did you get a cavity filled or a cavity filled? How many dentistry references is he gonna have? For me, a massage is just an hour of awkwardness, right? She gets done, she leaves the room, I put on the robe, I step outside, she hands me a glass of water. I was looking at her and go, you're never gonna call me. What a charade. I did have one massage therapist. She told me they're allowed to turn people down. I don't know why she told me that. It was after a show. Can you imagine getting turned down by a massage therapist? That's rough. Yeah, you couldn't pay me to touch you. Not for all the money on the planet. Massages, that's how some people relax. Some people relax in a hot sauna. And sure, who doesn't love recreating the feeling of being trapped inside an active volcano? I don't understand the appeal of a sauna. Here's every experience I've had in a sauna. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get a sweat going. It's gonna be really good for me. Here we go. It's time to get out, right? I don't wanna overdo it. What is so relaxing about sitting in a hot box next to a pile of smoldering rocks? I always look at the rocks like, whoever's cooking the rocks, they're done. That's a wrap on the rock cooking. And to make this sauna more enjoyable, you're always seated next to a naked 80-year-old man. Oh good, I get to sweat next to someone's grandpa who's only wearing a hand towel. The nudity in this sauna seems unnecessary. This isn't Rome. I just look around the sauna like, wow, so this is why we wear clothes, huh? So we may eventually eat. My wife's pretty amazing. She is better at things, and I'm not ashamed to say that. Like her guilt trip, legendary. My wife is half Catholic, half Jewish, so her guilt trip is like a superpower. I walk in a room, she looks at me, and I feel horrible. And that's called love. We've been together so long, I will get angry about a guilt trip she hasn't even given me yet. I'll be like, I'm gonna watch the football game. She's like, okay. And I'm like, Cause I want to. I'm always in trouble with my wife because I'm selfish, I'm lazy, and sensitive, a bunch of other stuff she rattles on. And I understand being in trouble for stuff I've done, but sometimes I get in trouble for stuff other men have done. Once I got in trouble for something a guy did in a movie. I was watching a movie with my wife, and in the movie, there was this married guy with children who left his family for a 20-year-old woman. And I knew in that moment, I should sleep on the couch. And the movie ended, and my wife looked at me, and she was like, why would someone do that? And I was like, it was in the script? I didn't say that. I just said, where do you want me to sleep? I hope it doesn't sound like I'm picking on her, because I'm grateful to have her in my life. It's nice to have a partner, someone looking out for you, you look out for them. Like, I did 2 weeks of shows out of town in December, and when I came home, my wife informed me that she made me an appointment for the gastroenterologist. If you're unfamiliar, that's the doctor that sticks the camera up your butt. I mean, they do other things, but that's what they're famous for. That's probably how they attract people to the field. You like photography? And I got a job you're gonna love. I didn't ask my wife to set up this appointment. I wasn't sick, I didn't have any symptoms. She just did it because she was looking out for me. So she casually brought it up. She goes, just so you know, I made you an appointment for the gastroenterologist. And I said, just so you know, I won't be going. She was like, why wouldn't you go? It's just a consultation. I said, well, it's the principal. I'm an adult. I make my own decisions. Thank you. Anyway, so I'm at the gastroenterologist. The doctor starts to describe the procedure. And I said, look, I should probably let you know, I don't really enjoy getting my picture taken. I would be open to an ultrasound. I think a lot of men are curious what the jelly on the belly feels like. Anyway, the doctor, he didn't think it was funny. And I knew it was precautionary, so I agreed. So he went over to his computer and he goes, all right, my next available appointment is in 3 months. And I was like, 3 months? This was in December. I didn't know if I wanted this procedure hang over my head during the holidays. Jim, you want another piece of pie? No, I'm getting a camera up my butt. I don't want some team of doctors to be like, wow, this guy loves pie. Mary, get out here. He's got a half a pie up there. I didn't know what could delay this important procedure, but part of me didn't want to find out. I didn't want the doctor to be like, well, the real delay is finding someone to clean the camera. That takes a turnover in that position's insane. You know, people do it once and they're like, you know what, I'm going back on food stamps. Then I was thinking, maybe it's the doctor. Maybe he's like, dude, I can only do this procedure once a month. Then I gotta take a week off, sit on the beach, and ask myself why I keep sticking cameras up people's butts. I could have been a dentist. We got 5 kids, and that seems like a lot. And frankly, it's too many. It is a lot, but what am I gonna do now? It's not like they come with free return shipping. I love having 5 kids. I travel with them because I don't want to be away from them. And also, I enjoy the look on waitstaff's faces when I walk in with my family. Because my kids are 5, 6, 8, 11, and 13. And we walked into a restaurant in Dallas, and I saw a waitress look at me and my family and quit her job. I mean, she could have been getting off her shift. I just saw her look at us and throw down her apron and storm off. And I felt like we won. But I like being a dad, you know? I try and do one-on-one time with each of my kids, but it's hard because I travel and there's a lot of them. So sometimes that special daddy and me time is just doing something mundane, like going with me to the post office. It's like, that's right, buddy, just you and me going to find out why we got this damn slip on our door. Stick that in the memory bank. My dad, always making time for me. Squeezing me into errands. I remember walking to the post office and listening to him bitch and moan about the federal government. What a guy. Try to be a good dad. I got my kids a dog. I rescued a dog. Thank you. Thank you. It's not like the dog was drowning. The dog wasn't a victim of sex trafficking. I just went in a building, gave a guy money, and got a dog. That's how I rescued it. After that, I rescued a pizza. I had to wait to rescue the dog because the dog was in Jamaica. I don't know if it was on vacation. But I rescued a dog from paradise so it could live in my crowded New York City apartment. Sometimes I put the leash on the dog and it looks at me like, I used to run on the beach. And now I sleep in a cage. My only hope is that one day you'll get rescued. But rescue is the language of today, right? We mean adoption. Now, people don't even say they own dogs. Now people say they're a dog parent. But I feel like dogs are different from kids. Like, you never hear a parent say, you know, my son had some behavior problems, so we gave him to a friend who had a farm upstate. And we can run around and we'll visit him on weekends. Jim, you're a monster. I'm no saint, but... Nobody is. Nobody even goes for saint today, right? There's no saints. Nobody's like, you know what, I'm thinking of, I'm either going to go graphic design or saint.